Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Martin with your Wake Up Call on Monday, the 28th of March, 2016, from Malaysia. Well, it's understandable that Americans are angry about trade. The US has lost more than 4.5 million manufacturing jobs since NAFTA took effect in 1994. There's mounting evidence that US trade policy, particularly with China, has caused lasting harm to many American workers. But rather than play to that anger, America ought to be talking about ways to ensure that the service sector can fill manufacturing's former role as a provider of dependable, decent-paying jobs. Here's the problem. Whether or not those manufacturing jobs could have been saved, they aren't coming back. At least, not most of them. How do we know? Because in recent years, factories have been coming back, but the jobs haven't. Rising wages in China, along with the need for shorter supply chains and other factors, have caused a small but growing group of companies to shift production back to the US. But the factories they build in the US are heavily automated, employing a small fraction of the workers they would have done a generation ago. Since the recession ended in 2009, manufacturing output, which is the value of all the goods that US factories produce, adjusted for inflation, has risen by more than 20% because of a combination of reshoring and increased domestic demand. But manufacturing employment is up just 5%, and much of that job growth represents a rebound from the recession, not a sustainable trend. The US economy faces deep structural challenges in the form of stagnant wages, rising inequality, falling employment rates among men and other groups, and China presents an easy scapegoat. Manufacturing, in particular, embodies something that seems to be disappearing in today's economy. Jobs with decent pay and benefits available to workers without a college degree. The average factory worker earns more than $25 an hour before overtime. The typical retail worker makes less than $18 an hour. But those factory photo ops ignore an important reality. In 1994, there were 3.5 million more Americans working in manufacturing than in retail. Today, those numbers have almost exactly reversed, and the gap is widening. More than 80% of all private jobs are now in the service sector. There's nothing wrong with America trying to save what remains of US manufacturing, nor with trying to avoid repeating old mistakes on trade. But, like it or not, the US is now a service-based economy. It's time the powers that be started talking about making that economy work for workers, rather than pining for one that's never coming back. Okay, so for those of you who keep coming back but are not of a mind to donate, have a nice week, as they say. Please be aware that minimum donations are now $30, but those who have already donated will remain grandfathered at their original chosen donation rates. Donors will find the rest of the show in the usual place. Thanks to you all for supporting the show with your precious donations.
And there you have it. You decide.